It wasn't the outcome one volunteer wanted for a nature sanctuary on the shores of Lake Ontario near Grafton, but raising awareness to the disrepair of the sanctuary has raised alarm bells with Township of Allanuck Haldimand Council and staff. Lori Maitland, who lives near the Newhatten Nature Sanctuary, was hoping the township would create a standalone committee to address the urgent needs of the sanctuary, rather than amalgamating the Newhatten Advisory Committee with the Recreation, Culture, and Community Development Advisory Committee as a unified Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee, suggesting the township, which is responsible for the sanctuary's upkeep, has been non-existent.
It's hard to argue that the level of care has diminished and the park has fallen into a state of disrepair. Not only have the invasive weeds become more prevalent, but the walking path has become inaccessible. Items of concern like fallen trees, deteriorating covered bridge structure now represent safety hazards and an increased township liability risk.
The Newhatten Sanctuary Association folded in 2020 after nearly 20 years of maintaining it. Since then, the township has taken responsibility. Despite allocating funds and conducting studies, Maitland told Council Tuesday that it has ignored the sanctuary, leaving it to the general public to perform minor cleanup.
Frustration has grown amongst residents. Had those individuals not stepped up, the neglect would have resulted in a much worse park condition and possible visitor injury. It was residents who removed the falling branches from the walking paths. It was residents that removed the larger patches of poison ivy.
Township Chief Administrative Officer Dave Dawson agreed with Maitland's assessment of the sanctuary, saying her presentation was spot on and extremely truthful. Maitland argued that the amalgamated 12-member Park and Recreation Advisory Committee may not give the sanctuary the attention it deserves, yet council voted 3-2 to merge the committees. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.